So this week, we're playing some of our favorite interviews with musicians in the hopes that one of their songs gets stuck in your head and you can't stop humming it.
In November of 2010, we made our debut on the Las Vegas Strip in the showroom at the Paris Hotel and Casino. And we were lucky enough to talk to Mr. Las Vegas himself, Wayne Newton.
Paula Poundstone, Adam Felber, and Faith Saley were on stage with us when I asked Wayne to define what it means to be a Las Vegas entertainer.
I think there's a style of performing that, by virtue of doing it every night, you either get it right or you have a heart attack or they shoot you. It's one or the other.
Right.
And so,
do you get to pick?
No.
At the end of every show.
No, you really don't get to pick.
Okay, you're known, your signature song, Danke Shane. How did that come to be your song, the Wayne Newton song?
The song was meant for Bobby Darin to record.
Yeah.
And Bobby had seen me on the Jackie Gleason show, which was my first national television show, in 1963. Came in and he's to the Copa Lounge where I was appearing, and he said, "Are you recording?" I said, "No, sir, I'm not." And he said, "You are now." And Bobby had received Danke Shane for him to follow Mac the Knife with.
Yeah.
And he said, "I want you to have this song." And he had an acetate record of it, a demonstration record, which you would play at 33 1/3, for those of you who remember those days. And Bobby said, "I'm going to show you how this will sound now when you record it," because the acetate had been sung by a German baritone singer. So he sped it up to 78 RPMs, and that's exactly how I sounded. No.
Okay, so tell us about your house, which has been in the news lately. You
has
have
it?
A beautiful, yeah, it has been. You have a beautiful spread here in Vegas that's called Casa de Shenandoah. Do I get that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's correct.
And tell us about what that place is like.
It's about 50 acres. We have Arabian horses. We have penguins. We have wallabies. We have all kinds of birds, swans.
I'm sorry, ducks. I stopped listening when you said penguins. You have penguins?
Oh, yes.
How do they like the climate?
They love it.
They do? They
really?
Do.
Yeah, they're from South Africa. Uh-huh. And most people don't realize, and I know this is probably not the forum, but of the 52 species of penguins in the world, there are only 3 species that are Arctic penguins.
It's a stereotype.
That's right. All the others come from South America, they come from the Galapagos Islands, they come from Chile. They cannot take cold weather.
Really?
This is so awkward, because whenever I have penguins over, I crank up the air conditioner.
Sorry, let's give you this. You said you
I feel like I was being so insulting.
But that's why they die on you.
So you have...
Or close by,
I
anyway.
Thought it was my cooking, but yeah.
You have a menagerie. You have
yes, we do.
Arabian horses, you have penguins, you have wallabies.
We do.
What else?
African crown cranes.
Sure.
Horses, dogs, cats, chickens. We have chickens that have been thrown over the fence.
Yeah. And so you have this huge, and you have this place.
Your dogs must feel so inferior.
Well,
like they're the best pet in anybody else's house, and then yeah. This dog is looking at it and going, "Oh, there's a crested thing over there," and I'm just.
I was thinking the chickens couldn't feel that good with the African crested cranes and the penguins. The chickens are just totally depressed, just pluck, 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 pluck.
Well, Wayne Newton, we are delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game entitled...
Hey, wait a minute. You don't have a delicious fig filling.
Point is, you may be the most famous Newton, but you're not the only one. We're going to ask you 3 questions about other Newtons. If you get 2 right, you'll win our prize on our show. Carl's voice on their home answering machine. Carl, who is legendary entertainer Wayne Newton playing for?
Wayne Newton is playing for Rebecca Bendel of Las Vegas.
First question. There you go. Let's start right in with the Fig Newton. In the mid-70s, Nabisco tried to market the cookie how? A, creating a dance craze called the Big Fig Newton. B, starting a beauty contest, Ms. Fig USA. Or C, rolling out a new ad campaign with the slogan, "Why not just stuff it?"
It was absolutely Big Fig.
The Big Fig Newton. Yes. You're right. You remember that? I remember that.
I remember that.
We have the...
It was a good guess, though, huh?
Yeah. Very good guess.
It was a very good guess.
It was a skilled guess.
All right, that was good. That was good, Wayne. But here we go. Your next Newton is the Apple Newton. It was one of Apple's only failures back in the 90s. It was a precursor to, like, the Palm Pilot, a personal digital assistant. People remember its handwriting recognition software, which never seemed to work. But where did this software come from is the question. Where did the handwriting recognition software come from? A, it came to their senior programmer in a dream, but he was interrupted before he could write the whole thing down. B, it was delivered by an anonymous Russian programmer who came to an Apple exec's hotel at midnight, then disappeared forever. Or C, Steve Jobs was inspired to create it in order to decipher his own doctor's handwriting.
Definitely the first.
The first one. The first one. It came to the senior programmer in a dream, but he was interrupted before he could write the whole thing down.
Yes.
You're very confident, but no, not in this case. You're not correct. It was, in fact, the anonymous Russian programmer.
Oh, wow.
According to the story, an Apple VP was in Moscow when he heard a frantic knocking on his door. He opened it to find a programmer who handed him a disk and then fled. That software became the basis for the Newton's handwriting recognition. True story.
Please, take this. It will bring your company to its knees. Bye.
Well, this is very exciting because you have one more question to go. If you get this right, you win it all. The last Newton, of course, Olivia Newton-John.
Whoa!
I'm guessing you might
know.
Wow,
I really thought we were going for Juice Newton.
Well, we thought of her. But do you know Olivia Newton-John?
I'm very sure well,
I
yes,
you
I
might.
Do.
Well, then
is
you might know the answer.
Is she related to you before she married Mr. John?
No, she wasn't. No.
She's done a number of great duets in her career, including which of these just recently? A, she sang Summer Nights with one of the rescued Chilean miners. B, with Michelle Obama, she did Let's Get Physical in a PSA about exercise. Or C, she sang with Olivia Newton-san, the Japanese cross-dressing Olivia Newton-John impersonator.
Mrs. Obama.
You're going to go for Mrs. Obama?
I'm going to go for Mrs. Obama.
You think so?
I think so.
You sure about that?
I believe it's Mrs. Obama.
You really? You're going to go with Mrs. Obama?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know how to tell you this. It was A. It was with the Chilean miner. She just sang Summer Nights. This is the Chilean miner.
She didn't.
That's
Mr.
fantastic.
Pena. He's the guy who sang on Letterman.
Was this before or after?
No, this was just after.
Oh, I see.
She didn't go down in the mine. That would have been amazing if, like, they're down there and the rescue capsule appears and opens up and it's like, it's Olivia Newton-John. They sent her down here. That would have been great. But no, he's a big singer, and she was there doing a concert, and he came up, and they did Summer Nights together. It was apparently great.
That's odd, because all he met all summer were other miners.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. So, Carl, how did Wayne Newton end up doing in our quiz?
He needed at least two correct answers to win for Rebecca Bindel, but he had just one correct answer.
That's the first time you have not succeeded in a Las Vegas stage.
Well, it's probably the first time that's been broadcast nationally.
Yeah, sure. Fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Newton is Mr. Las Vegas. Wayne Newton, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.